We're great about talking about how far our signal reaches or about how many people follow us online, but are those numbers the real metric that we should be watching and selling to our advertisers? Well, today we're starting a short series on something that affects every radio station, how we measure success online. I recently published an article on radioupdate.com about thinking differently in the new year and just focusing on and improving the metrics that really matter across all of your digital platforms. Rather than cover them all in one episode, which there was like four or five of them, not very many, but I want to address each one of these areas specifically over the next few weeks and give you an episode per each one of these and kind of drill down into them, because we've always been great at focusing on and selling numbers that look good on paper, like total audience, number of followers, a total number of newsletter subscribers, and on and on and on. But if you think about it, if you have a really big audience and no one's listening, no one's clicking, no one's sticking around or even coming back for more, then really what good are those impressive numbers? Well, big numbers are easy to brag about, but just because someone gets seen doesn't mean what the person or the audience member has seen has actually made a difference in them. And so you really don't know if what you're doing is working just on the surface. It's the difference between how many people could see your content versus how many people are actually engaging with it. Total reach, page views, and impressions, they're just not going to tell you that at that high level. But things like time spent on page, click-through rates, and return visits, then that's where it gets very, very interesting. And so you can tell a whole lot more from those numbers instead. So what we need to do is to stop asking how many and start asking how well, like how less of how many impressions did we get or how many page views, and more of how well did that page or that advertisement or whatever like that work with our audience. Because a lot of stations, they check their page views inside of their analytics and they think that, hey, we're doing great, we're doing fine. But here's the thing, page views, again, only tell you that someone showed up. They don't actually tell you if that person actually found value in what you've done or if they stuck around or if they plan on coming back later. Because if they didn't find any value in it, why would they come back, right? So what we really want to be looking for is things like time on page. This is one of the new Google Analytics 4 analytics that came out a couple of years ago, much like our time spent listening. How much time did they spend on your page? Bounce rate. Bounce rate is like somebody came to your website, didn't see what they find, what they were looking for, and immediately went somewhere else without clicking anywhere on that page or on that site. And then you also want to look at return visitors as well. Google Analytics will tell you all of these things. And if people are coming to your website and leaving under 10 seconds, well, that's a sign that something is not working. Maybe the headline didn't match the content. Maybe it was hard to read or even not relevant to them. Maybe there just wasn't a reason to stick around on the page, nothing else to click on or nothing that they found interesting enough to stay. The goal should be to make your website sticky. Just like your on-air signal, you program your quarter hours, and so you're promoting things, and you're wanting to keep people on listening a whole lot longer. The same can be said for your website. You want people to click into more than just one page, spending a few minutes reading or listening. Ideally, you want them to come back tomorrow and do it all over again and spend a lot of time on your website. We often tell people to think of their website as just another radio station. And it really should be, because all of the same programming techniques apply to a website just like they would a radio station. Look in the analytics. Take a look at what pages perform best. Are there patterns? Are your listeners more engaged with local content, contest updates, events, audio clips? That kind of data should be guiding you on what you produce more of on your website. And it's not just easy. I mean, it's easy just to post stuff, but you really want to dive in and see what they are connecting with, and then do more of that. If you're only looking at traffic, you're missing the bigger picture. Engagement tells us whether your site is valuable to your audience, and that is what makes it valuable to advertisers as well. Those numbers, those are the numbers that you want to sell, people who are engaging with your website. So here's an action step for this week. Pull up your website analytics. Hopefully you have analytics on your website. So pull up your website analytics and look for past traffic numbers. Focus on the pages that have the highest bounce rates. That means people came there, and there's an actual metric called bounce rates in there. But look to see what the shortest amount of time on page and the highest bounce rates. And those are red flags. Pick one of those pages and then ask yourself, okay, what could we have done to make someone stay on this page a lot longer? Is it a headline that could be more engaging? Maybe the layouts or the visuals or the whole page could be easier to read. Maybe there's no clear next step in what they should do once they got finished reading the article. Maybe there was no audio there or no call to action to do anything else on the page. Now pick a second page, one that's actually performing very well for you. What's different about it? Was it more visual? Did you have more photos on the page? Is the content more local? Does it load faster? There's all kinds of things that could make a difference between these two pages. It's not about a full redesign, so don't think about that. It's about making small, meaningful tweaks based on real data, and because you want to keep visitors on your site a whole lot longer. Again, no different than your radio signal, all right? You're trying to keep them there, and then you want to give them a reason to come back day after day after day. Now, big numbers, they look good, they feel good, they're easy to sell, but if your website is only being judged by how many people land on it, then you're missing probably the most important part: what they do once they're there. All right. So this week, shift your thinking from total traffic to actual engagement. Look at what people are engaging with on your website, what's keeping them there longer, and then look at what makes them want to leave. And then use that information to make small improvements that lead to better results for your audience and, of course, for your advertisers. All right, and that's going to make a big difference for you. Now, we'll continue this series, The Metrics That Matter, next week when we'll focus on your newsletter specifically, because it's not just about subscribers, all right? So if you want more articles like this and podcasts and tools and more resources to help your radio station grow online, and hey, if you're looking for a better website built specifically for radio stations here in the new year, then check us out at skyrocketradio.com. Have an awesome week online making your radio station website better. We'll see you next time.